May 2015 preview con notes 9 California Library Association to host great pre-conferences during Alabama annual conference. The California Library Association, CLAI, will host 2 pre-conferences on Thursday, June 25th, and 3 pre-conferences on Friday, June 26th, during the 2015 annual conference held by the American Library Association in San Francisco, June 25th-8212-June 30. Registrants may view descriptions, registration costs and how to add these pre-conferences to their registration by visiting http://lic15.alabama.org/ticketed events. Attendees who have already registered for the Alabama conference may modify their registration through their electronic confirmation. Each ticketed event has a code that registrants add for each pre-conference they want to attend. For assistance, please contact info@compassystems.com. The CLAI pre-conferences on Thursday, June 25th, are Communities in Need, Innovations in Service and Design for Connecting Users with Social Services, Ticketed Event Code off L2, 9 a.m., 4 p.m. Public libraries are increasingly responsive in developing new models of service to address 21st century community needs, including service to persons experiencing mental illness, persons experiencing homelessness, patrons who are in need of medical care, and families living in poverty. CLAI, in conjunction with the Library Leadership No. 38, Management Association, LAMA, is presenting a full-day pre-conference to share the latest best practices from across North America, including innovations from Richland Library and Pima County Library that feature the addition of a public health nurse to their on-site programming. Presentations will also include Edmonton Public Library, the Free Library of Philadelphia, the Madison, Wisconsin Public Library and San Francisco Public Library to highlight the evolving impacts of social worker programs in public libraries. Relationship Building and Community Engagement, Ticketed Event Code off L5, 8:30 a.m.-4 p.m. Survival of the Public Library is about relevance, and the key to relevance is engagement. Engagement with customers, community, stakeholders, partners, and staff is about people being in relationships. Public libraries need to approach relationships with the confidence that we have something of value to offer and clarity about what we hope to gain from others that will move our strategic initiatives forward. This session will explore the various meanings of community engagement, talk about staff engagement, and discuss what it takes to build relationships in both our outward and inward worlds. Attendees will hear about strategies for building productive relationships with staff, communities, partners, and stakeholders. Discussion will include how to seek out strategic relationships that align to organizational priorities. Please show up ready to be engaged, interactive, and appreciative of all that is offered, you contribute and acquire in this all-day session. Guest speakers are Susan Hildreth, Gary Waston, Louise Herrera, and January Sanders. Cheryl Gould and Sam McBain-Mulford will facilitate the workshop. The CLAI pre-conference is on Friday, June 26th, are Lunch at the Library. How to Establish Your Library as a Successful Summer Meal Site, Ticketed Event Code off L3, 9 a.m., 12:30 p.m. Public Library Summer Meal Programs Keep Kids Healthy, Fed, and Engaged While School Is Out. These programs contribute to community efforts to address summer learning loss and food insecurity, while bringing new families to the library and strengthening relationships with existing customers. Workshop participants will learn how to establish their libraries as successful summer meal sites and connect families with library programs and services. Presenters include nutrition experts who will discuss the USDA #39S Summer Food Service Program and the need for public library summer meal sites, and librarians who are operating successful summer meal sites, to share how they got started, their successes and challenges, and the lessons learned along the way. Presentations and small group discussions will include such topics as getting started as a summer meal site, working with meal providers, recruiting and working with volunteers, promoting your summer meal site and summer programs, coordinating activities and programs to complement the meal service, developing new community partnerships to support your program, evaluating your meal service, transforming your summer meal site into a meaningful youth development program, and telling your story. The workshop will take place at the San Francisco Public Library. At the end of the session, attendees will have the opportunity to observe a summer meal program at SFPL, depending on SFPL summer meal schedule. Uncommit. How do we stop so we can start doing what really matters? Ticketed event code off L6, 8:30 a.m.-12 p.m. Libraries try to be everything to everyone. The challenge is taking on new initiatives that require new skill sets when we can #39T bear to let anything go. In Jim Collins' Good to Great Framework, he indicates that great organizations are clear about the difference between their core values, which never change, and operating strategies and cultural practices, which endlessly adapt to a changing world. Within a changing landscape of what people need from libraries, librarians have to figure out what they do well, and stop doing what others are already doing well. Libraries have finite capacities and must choose how to create the best outcomes and impacts for our communities. Our core values have not changed, and we need to find new ways to use our natural assets to deliver services, value, and make a difference. This session will be energizing and affirming. Attendees will leave with confidence about how to get to the why of the decision to stop doing things in the library. Librarians will be able to talk about decisions in terms of abundance and not scarcity, in terms of creating greater impact and not taking something of value away from your community. Guest speakers are January Sanders, Kent Oliver, Jane Light, and David Singleton. Cheryl Gould and Sam McBain-Mulford will facilitate the workshop. Innovation 101, ticketed event code off L7, 14 p.m. Where does innovation come from? How can you bring more innovation to your library? Join Robert Karatsu and Michelle Pereira from the 2013 National Medal-winning Rango Cucamonga Public Library as they explain where they found the inspiration to create their Play and Learn Islands number 8482, or the RC2GO, pop-up Mobile City Hall. They will also address how to apply innovation to your daily routine. This program will be interactive, with exercises that will foster innovation, and spark ideas that you can take back to your library following this conference. For more information about the Alabama 2015 Annual Conference, including registration deadlines, housing, special events, speakers, and more, visit http://alic15.alabama.org/ and follow #alic15 on Twitter. Visiting the island of Alcatraz is a popular day trip for visitors to San Francisco. Photo: San Francisco Travel Association alert to host panel presentation on self-directed learning in school, public, and academic libraries on Sunday, June 28, from 1-2 p.m. at Moskin Center. The Library Instruction Roundtable, LIRT, will host a dynamic panel presentation titled, Help Yourself, Library Instruction That Supports Self-Directed Learning. Ukan #39 session for any librarian engaged in instructional activities. This will be an opportunity to learn practical lessons from school, public, and academic librarians and educators who are on the front lines of change in providing instruction when a librarian is not physically present. Karine Dedini, Online School for Girls, will discuss a pedagogical framework for librarians who are stepping into the virtual classroom in her presentation. Can #39 make it to the library? Let the librarian come to you. Dedini will provide attendees with the basic tools they need to organize an online learning space and build connections with students beyond the library walls. Dedini has expertise in tech-supported curriculum design, learner-driven pedagogy, and co-curricular program development, which she cultivated through her years as a science teacher, academic dean, and coach. In her presentation, The Bridge at Maine, SFPL #39 New Literacy and Learning Center, Mel Gooch, San Francisco Public Library, will discuss how The Bridge at Maine was developed to offer a broad range of services, programs, and resources to the public. Gooch will focus on the range of public instruction programs offered at this new center and SFPL#39's recent shift from a transactional to relational service environment. In addition to supervising The Bridge at Maine, Gooch is also exploring new ways to offer self-directed learning within the public library. Rebecca Miller, Virginia Tech, will present three case studies in self-directed learning in her presentation titled, Self-Directed Learning That Supports the Learner. Three case studies from Virginia Tech. Each case will focus on a different type of learner, including undergraduate students, graduate students, and teaching librarians, as well as the most appropriate instructional formats for these different groups of learners.